Blog Talk Radio.
Seen on tonight's news and over the weekend how Mayor Ed Lee, a.k.a. Nero Lee, is not bulldozing but removing San Francisco's second city, its 10th city, from Division Street. There is a Division Street in Chicago which used to be known near the Gold Coast, where it's very similar to upscale areas in San Francisco. Also was an area where there was a lot of male prostitutes, pornography, the mafia, and all of that. Anyway, we'll get to that a little later. Among the birthdays today, 1361, Wenceslaus, the king. You hear the Christmas song, Good King Wenceslaus. This is the origin of it, of a Middle European king. I think what would be Czechoslovakia today. One of the great writers who talked about abuses in France of the poor, Victor Hugo. He did, he's probably best known for The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Also on this day, we have, Alexander III. He decided he wasn't going to let the peasants and the dissidents in Russia tell him what to do, and he was a very brutal man. Also, his father was assassinated. A bomb was thrown at his carriage. The Tsar Alexander II got out, and another bomb was thrown and blew off his legs, and he was taken to the Kremlin to die. He was trying to be a liberal, but it didn't work, and Alexander III decided he would have none of this. Alexander III was also the father of Nicholas the II, who was the last Romanov czar of Russia. Also on this day, the guy known as Wild Bill Buffalo Cody, he killed an estimated 44,000 buffalo. It was a big slaughter. He's supposed to be buried here in Northern California. If you like Kellogg's Corn Flakes, John Henry Kellogg, who was a doctor, he decided to use Corn Flakes as a flake for breakfast cereal, and they were in Battle Creek, Michigan. It's also the area where Custer was from that area. Also in Michigan, this is interesting, the guy who started Dow Chemical, a very controversial chemical company, Herbert Henry Dow, the wife of Lenin. Her name was Nadezhda K. Krupskaya, pretty hard to pronounce. The guy who wrote, who was the tutor for Benjamin Britten, one of Britten's great classical composers, also was gay, but didn't make an issue of it. Frank Bridge, who wrote much romantic music. A famous German general, artillery general, who served in both World War One and Two, Walter Lucht. If you remember My Three Sons, the father, the old man, the grandfather, William Frawley, his birthday. If you remember the Hitchcock spy films, Madeline Carroll, 39 Steps, one of her great films, another actor, Robert Alda, who is a New York liberal, and Jackie Gleason. A lot of people didn't know Jackie Gleason also was a musician. He was there's some recordings, I think, with Frank Sinatra. We'll get into the fascinating guy. He wasn't just a bus driver on that famous 50s TV show. Mr. Republican Robert Taft Jr. from Ohio. Didn't defeat Eisenhower for the nomination for the Republican Party's presidential candidate in 1952. And Fats Domino, his first name was Antoine, but he was fat, and he was obese, and I think he died of a heart attack. If you remember Novak on CNN, I forget his other name. And then the great Johnny Cash, was Native American, who also went to the California prison system to sing for the inmates. And the guy who was a corporate raider, Sir James Goldsmith, born on this date. Excuse me. Among the deaths today, one of the financiers of the American Revolution, Robert Livingston, also a signer of the Declaration of Independence. In 1870, a guy named Wyatt Outlaw, he was a black who was lynched. He started the union, a union organization to try to help blacks maintain their civil rights, but he was lynched. Also, we had the guy who invented the Gatling gun, which was the first machine gun. Mr. Gatlin, and then remember Abbott and Costello, another 50s TV show. Lou Costello died. And then Avery Fisher, who started the hi-fi component company. The Fisher hi-fis were very famous. He also gave his name to Avery Fisher Hall, which is the home of the New York Philharmonic Symphony in New York. Now, we're hearing a lot the homeless, and you're going to see on tonight's TV and probably on the weekend and probably some of the national TV, maybe international TV, how San Francisco's mayor, the current mayor, Ed Lee, who's from Seattle originally, or Nero Lee because of his involvement in destruction of San Francisco and killing businesses. Well, anyway, every city in America that has an armory, and we brought this up many times, even on Amicus Veritas and Veritas USA, we documented it. They use their armories to shelter people, homeless people, and people who have been in a disaster like a tornado, a hurricane, a fire. They're used to help people. Not in San Francisco. San Francisco's armory was given to a S&M sadomasochistic homosexual pornography developer out of Hungary and some other names, and then it's called kink.com, where they engage in S&M. But homeless people stay outside, in the elements, but not the other element is inside. Yeah. Engaging in S&M. They screwed up on our time frame. Now, homelessness is a multidimensional international problem. It isn't only in San Francisco. It's all around the world. Just recently on BBC, they were talking about homeless people in Dublin, Ireland. Of course, Ireland was one of the white European tigers with all the software development, and now after their economy crashed, they've got people and children homeless on the streets. We have homeless and then on Russian TV, RT, which operates a bureau here in America, they were talking about homeless in London and elsewhere. But it's an international problem. We've seen it in Paris. We've seen it not only in the USA. It's in Canada and also in South America. Even on our southern border, illegals who are deported or across the U.S.-Mexican border, they set up tents and shelter on the other side, on the Mexican side of both countries' borders. But other cities use their armories to shelter the homeless, but not San Francisco. We're going to get into part two of this and the expose, and we have the documentation. This was done for Veritas USA, our print publication. But for some reason, I don't know what's going on here. The we were supposed to have a half an hour, but something got screwed up. Anyway, I think I'm going to play. And then, of course, it's interesting. Among the worst and most corrupt mayors was the Kingfish, Willie Brown, a black who came here from Mineola, Texas. And a lot of the redevelopment and other corruptions have been given to these foreign developers. Some have suspected mafia links international, like Yakuza. The Boston Globe exposed Sussex. They used the phrase sleep with the fishes, which is a mafia term for people who have been offed. So these things do happen, and these people have gotten their money invested in places like redevelopment in San Francisco and other parts of California. And it's politicians like the Kingfish, Willie Brown, who facilitate these deals, and also people like Art Agnos, who came here bragging that he was a tough boy from Massachusetts. And also we have Gavin Newsom, who did try to do something, but it didn't work out. And of course, the armory deal went down on also went down on when he was in the mayor's office. And so now he's a lieutenant governor, hoping that he will be governor of California someday, because Jerry Brown looks, sounds, talks, acts, and walks like his cancer is not in remission, and he's saying some very asinine things that we're going to get 16 million more people here in California, and that may be one of the reasons they're pushing this high-speed rail, because one of the arguments is, oh, people can take the high-speed rail from Northern California to L.A. and their jobs down in L.A., but L.A. has its own homeless problem, and it's just as big, it's very big in Southern California, in Orange County and some of the other counties down there. It's an international problem, and it's one of the things that, for instance, the Chronicle didn't understand. Their author of one of the articles, Kevin Fagan, a young man who really doesn't understand San Francisco, its history, I went to Salt Lake City and wrote an article claiming that Salt Lake City has solved its homeless problem, which it hasn't. Deseret News is the more official publication of the Mormon Church in Utah, which is, of course, still dominated by the Mormons. And they're saying Salt Lake City is dealing with their homeless problem, but they haven't solved it. And nobody has, because it's one of the reasons, many reasons, people are homeless in America. One is that there are people who have lost their homes and lost their jobs. People migrate to the West because of the climate. People migrate to Northern California, especially San Francisco County, because this county, one of the good things, it's developed a lot of resources for poor people. Nobody goes hungry in San Francisco. There's food all around. They're even throwing away food, and there's so much food on the streets that the rats are getting in. In fact, one restaurant bakery was throwing food in the garbage can, and the rats got so big and fat that even the local cats were afraid to go into that park. And so, and then there's the old, the San Francisco government gave Glide Church a grant for two meals a day. I think it was something like $250 per meal. And there's supposedly 500 people a day eat over there, and then they have the turkey feed. We can't deal with that right now. Also, we have St. Anthony's, which is a Catholic charity. Other groups, they're individuals who give food to the poor, but because of the rat problem on the streets, people have suddenly stopped. So what we're going to do is we'll be back Monday. I'm hoping to have talk to Pat Butler and see what's going on in Chicago, which one of its models is the city of the big shoulders. Well, we'll see. Of course, in Chicago, you wouldn't get away with a lot of this corruption that's going on here in California. Press 1 for yes, press 2 for no. So we will be back Monday. I'm sorry about that telephone call. Nothing I can do about that. So, and of course, millions of dollars have come into San Francisco. In April 1996, HUD's Community Development Branch held a national conference here in San Francisco. The media did not report on it, even though some media people have gotten deals. People like Malvo, black leftist, her mother got a deal of HUD funds to rehab her house. We've got Opatchini, who got a deal on a condo. We've got other people who've gotten condos at half price, like Rose Pack, who fled to China. She's was a big bully in politics here in San Francisco. And when Leland Yee was prosecuted, she suddenly went to China claiming that she needed a kidney operation. Well, we don't know if she needed it or if she got the kidney, if she did need it. So these things are going to come up eventually. You know, what comes around goes around. So we will be back. I don't know what happened here. We'll be back Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we'll hopefully get this 15 minutes thing settled. So we end with our usual politics and poker. Here we go, and have a safe weekend. And those of you who can help the homeless and the Salvation Army, places like that, some of the decent charities that try to help people and are not bogus nonprofits, do so, because you never know. You may end up out there yourself, and you're going to want somebody to help you out also. Give you an example. There was a big lawyer in Washington, D.C., with a major law firm who's pulling in over $250,000 a year in his salary and bonuses. And he ended up, when the firm did their downsizing, he ended up, he used to work at a soup kitchen volunteering his time, which was good. But he ended up in the downsizing, being downsized out, and ended up on a soup line. So you never know. Life is fickle. So we're going to end with our usual politics and poker.
Too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you gonna do?
Time is
short. So am I.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
I suppose we should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet out.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little phrase, good as gold.
I'll pay.
When it's just
two. Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll call.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyushinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell.
Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Playing for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Running neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck!
This is Peter Paul Brazola. Be safe. Hope you have your housing. Don't end up on the streets like a lot of people around the world. It's not only San Francisco. So go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. And also we'll be back Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hopefully get this software problem solved. Stay safe and look out for other people as well as yourself.